our team at Randwick will monitor the wind and everything else around it, because you never know, Paul Joyce. As I say, good morning. It could play a role, particularly if it gusts up in you know, those 50 to 60 K knot winds.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. You're right. The wind at Randwick in particular can have an influence on the outcome of the races, because it's such an open track and they really can feel the effects of it a lot more so than some of the more protected tight tracks that we have in Sydney. But yeah, it'll play a role for sure, and we'll keep an eye on it. And well, I'll actually be coming live after a few races today, Andrew. So if there's any big pattern there that I've already noticed, I'll let the listeners know as soon as I come across, which will start in race five.
Yeah, race five, the Furious After the Stakes Races analysis from Paul on races 5, 6, 7 and 8. I really want you to, well, after the Concord, I want you to tell me every horse, because every horse will tell a story, I reckon, in that race, Joycey.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Obviously, when we sit down and do the replays, we'll get a bit more in depth. But as soon as I hit the line, I'll try and let you know what happened to pretty much every runner, particularly for those that aren't watching the race. They might be listening to it in the car. And I'll try and give you the best outcome of what happened to the horse you backed in that race.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Andrew Hurley's here from TAB. Morning, Hurls.
Top of the morning to you, Andrew. What a sensational day's racing we have coming up. Betting has been swift. And, yeah, if you can't be excited today, well, not much is going to excite you. It's a great day.
I'm getting excited every week for the next 7 or 8 weeks.
Absolutely.
That's how big it's going to be. All right. Hey, Paul, just before I get the market, how good is this first race?
Oh, it's a benchmark 72, but if it was a listed race, no one would even blink an eyelid. That's how good the race is. And, gee, I think you'll be following the first 4 or 5 across the line, and they'll all be winning races.
Yeah, what's the market telling us so far this morning?
Yeah, okay, Pandemic is the favourite. 260, got the 250, it's back to 260. Good support, Yayo Dash, 460 into 390. Funstar, undefeated, 460, no change today. Superium, a little bit easy, 480 out to 550. 8 to 850 back into $8 for Matty Rocks, and that's got you covered.
Yeah, look, it's a tricky race, obviously. So much good form coming into it. That's the key. They're all either last start winners or they've won a couple of races. So I've gone to speed as the key here, the one point of difference I could find, and that suits the on-pace runners, I think, because Yayo Dash should get across quite easily with Superium. And that's about it. I don't think Matty Rocks will press forward. I don't think Emeralds will press forward. And the rest of them tend to get back. I know Pretty Brazen today to be ridden a bit more quietly, so I think that gives the on-pace runners the edge, and I've gone 4, 6, 1, and 2. You can only believe what you see with Yayo Dash, and he smashed a fairly handy maiden field at Canterbury on debut off some good trials. He won by 3.5, and he absolutely rocketed through the line. Now, the runner-up Petronius has since come out and won, only in midweek grade, but nevertheless, it was a strong little maiden that he won. So he didn't beat a bunch of walkers, and this is a lot harder, but I think he can do it again. So number 4, Yayo Dash, to get us off to a good start, and I'm really keen to see that support come for him this morning. The 6, Matty Rocks, I think she could be the big improver. She went back from a wide gate, first up on the Kenzo. She loomed as if she was going to win, but Pandemic just resumed past her late. Now, she does get 1.5 kilos against Pandemic this time, so that'll help her. And Hugh Bowman gets on. She's got a lovely soft gait. So there's enough there to suggest she'll go close to turning the tables on Pandemic. The 1, Superium's hard to line up because he's got the best form. First across the line in the up-and-coming, a Group 3 race. Well, he should just bolt in a benchmark 72. He's got to carry 59.5. And that just makes it a little bit tougher for him against these up-and-comers that we still don't really know how good they are. And number 2, Pandemic, I've only got him in for 4th. He's 2 from 2. He was brilliant winning on the Kenzo last start when I was on him. But I just think the market's probably got him a touch too shorty. You know, the market's saying he's a 40% winning chance. And as you said, Andrew, you can go through about 5 or 6 of these and make a good case for them. So I struggle to see how he's a 40% winning chance. So I'm going 4, 6, 1, and 2 in the first. I've left out Funstar. It wouldn't surprise me if she won either.
Yeah, it's a really good race at 10 past 12. The TAB Highway, a couple of jockeys here. The rider for 16 is James Innes Jr. And for 17, Tim Clark.
All right, Hit the Target is the favourite. Well, it's a joint favourite with Lady Demi. 550 to 6, back to 550, Hit the Target. Lady Demi, 6 into 550. 750, no change, Leshrac. Press Box, 9 into 850, $9 to $9.50, back to $9 for Barbas, 9 to 10, back to 9 for Charlotte's Hat. Heart, rather. Nick Anita, 11 out to 12, $14 vacate. Still haven't sorted this race out, punters. 5.50 joint favourites. In terms of dollars held, it's Lady Demi in front of Press Box. Press Box is a $8.50 chance.
Yeah, it's interesting, Hurls, because a lot of the speed's come out with a few of these scratching. So now we're left with Press Box rolling forward, hit the target. Leshrac, probably box seat. Charlotte's Heart might get in okay now from that tricky gate. And vacate the other one that goes forward. So I've gone 4, 5, 6, 12. I think hit the target is the one runner I do map to get the gun run. And his form's good enough to win the race for sure. 3 wins from 7 starts, a couple of placings, 3rd in the Tamworth heat of the championships last, the country championship qualifier last autumn. And he ran very good 3rd there before striking a heavy track in the Muswellbrook wildcard. And his trial behind Suncraze was terrific. So I'm pretty sure he's the way I'll be playing the race. I've got him on top, and I think he's a great chance. 5, Nick Anita. Her racing pattern plays against her, but she is coming off a 4th in a Fillies and Mares Benchmark 70, where Subpoenaed ran 2nd. Subpoenaed looked terrific winning during the week, so that's really reliable form for this race, if she gets the luck. 6, Press Box. Well, she won 3 on the trot before going for a spell. She trialled well. She'll roll forward for Nashra Willer in a race where there's not the usual tempo we see in these highways, so she should be right there. And the 12, Lady Demi, I know she's equal favourite, but she's going to need all the breaks from that gate because she tends to get back. Yes, she was luckless last start, but she's going to need the favours again. She can win, but she'll need everything to go right. So I'm going 4, 5, 6, 12.
And the note through from the steward, Charlotte's Heart, the option is there to be ridden more forward if circumstances permit. So that's the update this morning on Charlotte's Heart. Now, the Might and Power is race 3. Robbie Dolan takes the ride on Annie Prue, number 9.
Miss Invincible, the favourite, 330 to 350, narrowly in front of Bleu Roche, a 370 to 380, back to 370. Ballistica, 440 to 460, back to 440. Bare Naked Lady, no change, 550. 9 into $7 for JJDR. Kawakini, 9 to 10, 41 to 34, Our Rosemary, and Annie Prue, $126. Whilst it's the second favourite, Bleu Roche, it holds about 5 times more than the favourite Miss Invincible, so that market potentially will flip.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? I think Annie Prue will go forward, the roughie, with Miss Invincible. They'll just work across and probably settle 1-2. Bare Naked Lady handy, although note the blinkers come off today. And Bleu Roche also got the blinkers off, and so I expect her to probably sit fourth with the trail. The rest of them tend to get back. So I think the one Bleu Roche gets her chance, 1-7-3-5. Certainly got the form on the board. You can take a look at her last trial, 2nd behind Libertini. She beat Conti Patira home in the trial, so that's a massive tick. But she's already a Group 3 winner. That was when she was formally trained in Victoria. She won the Red Roses Stakes down the straight at Flemington. And that form should be much too good for a benchmark 78. And the way she's been trialling, I think you can really lock that in and have something on Bleu Roche to win. The 7, Ballistica. She backed up some really good trials with a first up win at Warwick Farm coming from last on the turn, which is very difficult to do. Randwick will suit her. It's just a matter of whether she can hold that sprint form second up now, but I think she's the only real danger. The 3, Miss Invincible, gets the favours on the map. She'll just be up on speed for Nashra Willer, and she'll fight really hard. And the 5, Bare Naked Lady, blinkers off, back on top of the ground will help. And on her best form, she's certainly a chance. A 2nd to Notation, only going back 3 starts. Well, Notation ran a good race in the Mona Lisa yesterday, so that sort of form has her thereabouts in a race like this. So I'll go 1-7-3-5.
We move to race 4, and this is the first leg of today's Big 6 hurls through the tab, the Sydney Markets, and Manbucks number 11, an outsider is Jay Ford.
It's a $71 chance and a $50,000 Big 6 jackpot there. And that's races 1 to 5 today, Andrew. Money back, well, bonus bet back up to $50 if you place a win bet for both Randwick and Moonee Valley. Now, courtesy of Tab, if you do get a $50 bonus bet, you can actually now split that over a number of bets. So, yeah, another good initiative from our friends at Tab. Baller is the favourite, $2.25 to $2.20. All two free, $4.80, no change. Master Ash in a dollar from $6.50 to $5.50. Marillo $7.50 to $8. Tarbert ten out to twelve now into eleven. A little bit quiet race number four on the card at this stage.
Yeah, speed here. Look, I think you can bank on Noble Joey leading. And then away from that, there's a bit of speed. Condor probably handy. Master Ash is the key. He hasn't been showing much pace at the trials, but I wouldn't be surprised if he kicked up today from that inside gate. And then you've got Baller drawn out with Nashville aboard. So I'm pretty sure Nash will just take his time and work it out as he comes across. But he could end up outside the leader, could end up fourth, one back. The only spot we probably don't want him would be third, three wide. I've got him on top, 3247. On form, I think he's an absolute certainty baller. I don't think any of these horses in this race would ever run fifth in a Galaxy, fifth in a Fireball behind Prophet Thumb when badly locked up in the straight, and then 4.7 behind Classique Legend in the Arrowfield before he went for a spell. He'd been trialling the house down. He went into the show county hard in the market, and he looked a winner 200 from home, and he just ran out of puff. He was going backwards through the line, only beaten a length of three quarters, though. So at the end of the day, you've got to take Group 3 form for what it's worth. He's back to a benchmark 78. He should get some sort of favours up near the speed. And he should just be too good for them. So the 3 baller to win. Number 2, Marillo. We haven't seen the best of him yet from what he showed in Europe. So you're taking him on trust. His last start was solid behind All Too Royal, but certainly not up there in the league of ballers run. Four Master Ash is probably the one that sticks most in my mind because he has been gelded. He is a Group 3 winner previously. His trials have shown us nothing, which is unusual for this stable, but the money's showing us something. The money's showing that he's going really well. So I've got to keep him safe. And the 7's the best of the rest, All Too Free. Look, she's coming off a midweek win into a deep Saturday race, so place chance is probably best for her, but she is a mare in form. So I'm keen on the 3, 3, 2, 4, 7.
We get to the big feature races now, 5 through 8. These are the races you'll get immediate analysis from Paul on the National Racing Service. And you get more updates on all of these races than anywhere else on Sky Sports Radio. This is the second leg of the Princess Series, sponsored by Dali. It's the Furious Stakes.
Yeah, no surprise. Very short is Libertini. $1.20, touch 122 this morning. It's now into $1.20. 7 out to 8.50, Valami. Kiyomichi, $16 into $12, $13 to $14, back to $13 for Probabil, but all one-way traffic, Libertini. Not any many massive bets on it, but it's just been anchored in a stack of multis, as you'd expect.
Exactly, Hurls. That's her role today, isn't it? Get those legs of the multis for us. Speed-wise, I think Kiyomichi will cross and lead. I think she'll go back to her golden slipper winning tactics. Villamai has got a crossover noseband on and the earmuffs on. So that suggests to me they want her just to settle a touch more than she did first up in the Silver Shadow. So I think Tim Clark will be happy to hand up the Huey on Kiyomichi and they'll settle 1-2. Darling Point was close up last up, but I think she might just be ridden a touch quieter here. And that leaves Libertini probably landing fourth with the gun run. I think punters will be happy with that. 2, 1, 3, and 5, you can't tip against her, that's for sure. She's just doing everything right at the moment. Trialled like a star, came out one like a star in the Silver Shadow. Still set weight, so the handicapper can't get stuck into her yet. And whilst he can't touch her, she'll just keep beating these at set weights because she's better than them. So number 2, Libertini to beat Kiyomichi. I think she's a real good play if you want to take a Quinella here or an Exacta because she had excuses in the toy show against the older mares. She's back against the fillies. She's set weight. She's actually a higher rating than Libertini, so she's even better off than set weights than the favourite. But, of course, the favourite's on a massive upward spiral. The 3, Probabil, the Kiwi, I think she can run well fresh. We haven't seen her since the size produce. She had no luck at a 2 Australian start. And the 5, Let It Pour, well, she's 3 placings from 3 starts, and they've been in strong form races behind Dawn Passage and last start, of course, behind Libertini. So I think Libertini definitely gets home here for the punters who are anchoring her in the quaddie, in the multi, and I'm going 2, 1, 3, 5.
A lot of intrigue because Anthony Cummings certainly didn't close the door on the Everest if she did something today when we spoke to him after 7 o'clock this morning. The race for the day for mine and many people is the Forum Concord Stakes. 3 are in the Everest as we speak. maybe the others will loom up. What's going to happen in the market here?
Yeah, well, no doubt whoever is victorious today is likely to tighten up for the Everest. What a cracking race. Nature Strip, the favourite, 240 to 230. Sunlight today, no change from $5. Zoo Style, no change, $6. Red Zell, $6.50, no change. Priorata, $7.50 to $8. And $6 to $8 for Graf. Now, I can tell you that Red Zell went up at $8. On Wednesday. They didn't start getting into it till about Thursday afternoon, but it has been well backed. The defending, well, it's won two of the first editions of the Everest. And today, I can tell you, it holds more money in the race than any other runner, Red Zell. So it's really interesting. But yeah, keen to hear the thoughts of Joycey here as far as the speed is concerned.
Yeah, speed-wise, Earls, I mean, this is half the fun of working at this race, isn't it? I think Zoo Style will press forward and lead, although Kieran McAvoy and Red Zell may not want to hand up. I think either way, they settle 1-2. They could even just settle Red Zell fence, Zoo Style outside Red Zell. I think Nature Strip, from what we've seen, will be wanting the box seat, particularly off his last trial behind Red Zell, and he's come up with the perfect barrier to try that today. Sunlight, she holds a lot of key because we've heard Tony McAvoy say she's still going to be ridden positively from the outside gate, which will put her either third three wide, which they won't want to be, or she might slot in probably fourth one out, or they may press forward and try and lead if the other two half slow up. So that'll be interesting early. And then I think we can guarantee that Priorata and Graf will settle second last and last. Intriguing, isn't it? I've gone 3-1-2-4. I'm with Nature Strip. For a few reasons, his 1,000-metre form appears superior, just to his rivals, but mainly that last trial behind Red Zell, because I'm a big fan of Red Zell in this race, but when I watch that trial in particular, you've got to back Red Zell to Nature Strip to beat Red Zell. He was just ambling up behind him late in that trial, and Red Zell definitely had used a bit more petrol. So Nature Strip to beat Red Zell. He's brilliant at the 1,000 around here, though, Red Zell. 5 starts, 3 wins, 2 seconds. So he's never missed a top two finish around the 1,000 here. He won this race last year, although he only beat Kaepernick and Invincible Spirit. So definitely an easy addition last year. Priorata, the X Factor. I'm certainly not convinced he's a wet tracker. I think he's just as effective on top of the ground. He's got a brilliant turn of foot. If he's wound up enough, I think that'll be the question mark with him today. There's a fair way to go before he hits his grand final. And that could be said for Sunlight as well. She's obviously better second up, third up, maybe even fourth up. So she's probably slightly vulnerable today. But off her trials, she's flying. So it's just one of those races. You could go any of six ways here, and I think you'd make a good case. I'm going 3-1-2-4.
The next of the features is the Chelmsford Stakes Race 7, 60s groove, pulled up sore actually out of yesterday's Wyong Cup. Nash Rawilla takes the ride on Morris, number 9.
Yeah, another very, very good race here. Avilius is the favourite. It went up $2 earlier in the week. This morning it was $2, now just creeps into $1.95. Unforgotten, $8 into $7. Samadout, surprise winner last start, $9.50 to $10, now into $9. Girl Tuesday, $10 into $9. Conti Partiro is a $12 chance, out from $10 this morning. Angel of Truth, 11 to 13. Finch, now gelding, 14 to 18. Young Star, 31 to 34, back to 31. Harapour, a $41 chance, and the rest 61s or better.
Speed could hold the key to this race, as it did in the Wink Stakes. Samadout works across from that gate, finds the front, dictates terms, and I think once Tim Clark hits the 800-metre mark, he will press the go button and try and catch a few of these out of their comfort zone. The only other runners to provide any sort of pressure, perhaps Angel of Truth, first up at the mile. Will they really want to do that much work on him early? I'm not sure. And Conti Partiro is capable of going forward, but with the blinkers coming off, jumping from 12 to 1600, that would suggest they're looking to get her to probably sit off the pace a touch as well. So, Samadout could get away with another picnic in front. I've gone 1, 12, 2 and 15. I'm with Avilius. I'm going back in that camp. I just think the class can prevail this time. He was only beaten a length first up. I know he didn't give you a real good sight because he was never going to win that race. But in the end, his sectionals were the best in the race. He charged through the line. He gets the extra furlong. He's fitter. And once he gets to the mile, he's a lot more reliable because he'd never performed at 1,400 before. So maybe we just expected too much first up. I think we'll see the best of him today. Number 12, Unforgotten. She bolted this race in last year, and her first up run in the Winx was very encouraging to suggest she's wound up for a crack at this second up. Sam of Doubt, I'm not going to knock anyone who wants to back up on him again. If you backed him last start and you're riding high on confidence, you could certainly back him again, maybe back him each way, but I think he'll give you another massive sight. And the 15 goes in, Girl Tuesday. She's the one that carries a totally different form line into this race. She shouldn't be up to this grade because she's only coming off, well, she's only a listed place getter and you're up against Group 1 winners. But there's something about her, and that first up win was really encouraging to me. So I'll go 1-12, 2 and 15.
1-12, 2 and 15 for Paul in the Chelmsford Stakes. The last of the features, another very much intriguing race with the appearance of Tiako Shark. The favourite in the Epsom is the favourite here in the tramway.
Yeah, exciting horse, isn't he? Tiako Shark, 260, no change this morning. $6 to $5.50, Dreamforce. Colding, 8 into 7. Eckstein, $9, no change. Invincible Gem, 9 to 9.50. Penske, 11, no change. Star of the Seas, 13 to 16. Arcademus is $21.
Well, I think the speed here will come from Dreamforce. We'll press forward. We've got Arcademus probably kicking up from the gate, and Penske has been flying at the trials, and he's got barrier one. So I think he'll really clap the speed on here, which probably gives Tiako Shark his chance late. But we'll get to him in a minute. I've gone 3, 14, 4, and 2. I'm keen on Colding. I like the 8 into 7 move, but suggest there's a bit of money around for him first up. Trialing really well. 1, 4 on the trot before going out for a break, including the Queensland Guineas. And Hugh Bowman to do the riding. So I think he's a really good gamble here first up. Loves good tracks. He's won at Randwick. So I'm in his corner here ahead of the 14, Eckstein. She's got a bit of residual fitness. She's been going, her trial coming into this was super. She actually beat Colding home in that trial, but they both looked great. And if she jumps cleanly, which is her little sticking point throughout her career, she'll get the run of the race. Number 4, Dreamforce, always good first up, loves Ramick, loves good tracks, trialing really well. He'll be up on speed. And number 2, Tiako Shark, he's just a bit too one-dimensional for me to load up on a short quote over the 1400 at Rand because he'll probably get a long way back. And we've seen recently over these 1400s, even the miles at Ramick recently, if you get too far back, you just don't seem to get into the race. So that's a big problem for Tiako Shark fans. I'm going 3, 14, 4 and 2.
Righto, races 5, 6, 7 and 8 are beauties and all, of course, those comments with Paul will be crucial into the future. The last, the next on handicap, Kerif number 18 is Tim Clark. He can ride up to a kilo over.
All right, Sweet Deal is the favourite, $4.40 into $4. Now, whilst only trimming in from $5.50 to $5, I can tell you Re-Edit has been very well supported. Scarlet Dream, $5.50, no change. Special Missile, $6.50 into $6, back to $6.50. Dealmaker, $7, no change. A big drifter is Kerif. It's 12 out to 16, 17 to 19, Articus.
There's not a lot of speed here, really, on paper. I think Special Missile will use that inside gate. And then the two coming across, Murakeb and Sweet Deal. And they'll just be wanting to find some spots off the unusual start at Randwick, 1,500 metres. Hallelujah Boy next, and the rest tend to settle midfield or back. In saying that, I'm going to tip and back the 8 Scarlet Dream, 8, 6, 2 and 15. She just trialled so well at Warwick Farm over the 1,200 with J-Mac on board. She's got great first-up figures in the past, particularly around this distance range, on good tracks. And from barrier four, she may not get as far back as some have mapped here. And if she can hold her spot midfield and be maybe four lengths off them turning for home, I think she'll be rocketing home at the business end. And she's a Group 1 place getter. And I want to be on her here in a benchmark 94. Number 8, Scarlet Dream. To beat the 6, Sweet Deal, who's up and flying, she'll be hard to beat. I think she'll see out a strong 1,500 and the way she's going, despite that tricky gate, the map actually isn't too bad for her, and it's no surprise the punters have latched onto her this morning. Number 2, Special Missile, he'll just get all the favours from that gate. Robbie Dolan's claim, he'll be in front for a long way. And the best to the rest here, 15, Re-Edit. Now, maybe they roll the dice with her and settle somewhere closer than some maps will have her, because if they go too far back, I just don't think the race will shape well enough for her to get home over top of them. But if she's somewhere up there with 49 kilos... Well, then she's a massive chance because she oozes class and she's been trialling really well. So it's a good race to close it out, 8, 6, 2 and 15.
That was the one thing when you look with a claim for Brock at 49, Re-Edit's right down there. All right, so they're the 9 races, best bet and value?
I think Ball is a good thing. Race 4, number 3. So you can use him and use Libertini as a couple of anchors if you want to try and get a big fat multi today. Mm. And the best value, even though it's going off all the time, Race 9, number 8, Scarlet Dream. I think she can win that last race. And she's now into 550, but I think that's probably where she'll settle in. She's sort of been about 850, 750, 650, 550. I don't think she'll keep coming in. So if you haven't got on yet, you can probably wait now until the last just to make sure that those horses can come from midfield and win. So race 4, number 3, the good thing. Race 9, number 8, the best value for me on a terrific day's racing.
Righto. And how do we play the quaddy here?
Gee, I want to get this quaddy, but I'll tell you what, the first leg will have me a little bit nervous because I've taken
I want to go F.
I think if you can afford it, Ben, and we know Hurls can afford it, sure. Just cross the F box, because otherwise the only F you'll be is the word coming out of your mouth. So I'm going 3, 1, 2 and 4 in the first leg. 3, 1, 2 and 4. That's it. I've left out Zoustyle, I've left out Graf, and I'm nervous. The second leg I'm a lot more confident. We're taking numbers 1 and 12, which is Avilius and Unforgotten. And then we can go a bit wide in the tramway. We've got 3, 4, 14, 2 and 13. So that's 3, 4, 14, 2, and 13. And in the last leg, I've got 8, 6, 2, 15, and 9. So 8, 6, 2, 15, and 9. The good news is we're on budget. $20 gives us 10% of the dividend. And that's all we've got to say. Let's just get the quaddy today. Let's have a big fat collect and get a couple of these home that we expect are good things. And let's have a heap of cash in the pocket for tonight.
Yeah, exactly. First race, 10 past 12. Don't miss it because it's a beauty as well. You should have nearly done, this is for off air, but you could have done analysis on the first. It's such a good race, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's a ripper. And, you know, I think what we'll do with that race is watch the replays a few times and work out things going forward. But for those group races today, exactly. And I think what we've been hit a couple of times already, Ben's, is races where there's going to be a protest. So if I spot any interference there and I can tell you to hold your tickets, it might just save you rifling through the bin.
Yeah, exactly. So stay tuned. Sky Sports Radio right through the afternoon. Have a good day, Paul.
Can't wait for it. Thanks, guys.